Hi, readers. Welcome to the Something Bookish podcast. My name is Amin, aka Lip Gloss Mafia, aka the Crazy Book Lady. And I am live in Kaduna attending the Kaduna Books and Art Festival. This is my audio diary journal session type episode. I did something like this similar for Ake Festival 2023. So I figured it would make sense to do one for Kaba Fest. That's what it's called. The festival is called Kaba Fest. So I am here for that. I just wanted to do a quick intro to ease you into the different days. So I will be doing sessions for May 1st, which is when there are workshops, May 2nd, May 3rd, and May 4th. Looking forward to your thoughts on this. Let me know. Okay, enjoy. So today is May 1st and it's the day of my bookshop, the bookshop that I'm facilitating. In the morning, I think I woke up pretty early because I had been drinking with some writer friends earlier. So I woke up early because alcohol makes me wake up really early. I don't sleep well. And what happened in the morning? Okay, so we had breakfast. Oh, have I ever told you that my body is always fucked up in a new place and I'm always constipated? So I was feeling very uncomfortable, but I was still eating because, you know, the food was just right there and I couldn't help myself. But the workshop was supposed to start for 9:30 and... Sorry, hold on. The workshop was supposed to start for 9:30 and it started around... 9:50. I had a total of five participants. Apparently, well, after the workshop, I found out that people were actually selected and they had to write an essay, which I wasn't aware of because I was expecting more people for the workshop. Because I mean, it's a bookstagram and book activism, as I like to call it. I don't really like the word book influencer. But yeah, I was expecting more people, but I was only able to tutor five people. There were two girls, and honestly, I'm obsessed with them. There were two girls. There was Simnom and Asmal. I'm really looking forward to what they will be doing. Two of the guys are booksellers. And I'm always rooting for booksellers because I know how hard it is. The workshop itself, you know, I've already even done an episode on the podcast on tips on how to become a bookstagrammer. So this workshop was a breeze and was very easy for me to facilitate. I enjoyed it so much. It was nice. There was one of the participants. His name was Aliyo. And I think he was the greenest of them all because he didn't really know what bookstagramming or being obsessed about books online was. He's more of a political person who is looking for how to network. And I found that really fascinating. I'd never met anyone like that. He even said that him and his book club, they've been discussing one book for like 5 months. And I wanted to lose my mind. Imagine me making the indulgent bibliophile read one book for 5 months. They would literally send me death threats. But yeah, I maybe it's the bias, but I was more in tune with the two female members of the workshop, and they are the ones that I feel like after this workshop I am going to be focusing on and seeing their growth, and those are the ones I'm like really rooting for. But I'm also rooting for the guys because they seem like really chill, cool people. Like I was loving the vibe. They seemed really cool, and I like cool people. So I like the participants of my workshop. It's just myself and Aliyu. I mean, even now as I'm recording it, this is supposed to be the diary entry for May 1st. Today, I'm recording this on May 2nd and I checked his Facebook page and there has been no change in his post. He's still dropping political stuff. I know it's not going to be overnight, but still, a girl is hurt. But yeah, May 1st was lovely. It's just the day of the workshop, and the workshop lasted from 9:45 a.m. to till 2:30 p.m. I was exhausted. You can even tell from my voice that I have actually strained it, and I was supposed to be keeping my voice in preparation for my book chat on May 2nd. But a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. I'm all for book activism, and we do need more book activists in the space. So after the workshop, I went for lunch. They have been overfeeding us at Kaba Fest. My goodness, like the food is just flowing. I came here with a beer belly, and I'm living with a food pregnancy. No jokes. They actually are feeding me a lot. Today I had masa and groundnut soup. It's been a while since I had that, so I was very excited. It's one of the meals I'm always very excited to have. What else happened on May 1st? I feel like I wrote the notes, but overall I like the vibes because more guests who were invited by Kaba Fest arrived on May 1st. For instance, Nnamdi Ehirem, the author of A Prince of Monkeys, I want to say Odafe, the author of Tomorrow I Become a Woman, Rona, the Nigerian German based journalist. I landed in Kaduna with Bisi Ajapon, the author of A Teller of Secrets. So yeah, more guests were arriving, so we were gisting and having drinks and catching up. It was a very chill first day. There wasn't much that happened, and I can't even call it the first day because the festival hasn't happened. But May 2nd, that's when the festival started proper. I will let you know what happened on May 2nd. Hi readers, it's May 2nd and I'm recording this on May 2nd, so it's very fresh. I even have the program in front of me so that I don't make any mistakes. So today is the beginning of Kaba Fest. I woke up a little late because I'd been drinking the night before, but hey, a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. By the way, if this particular entry is sounding funny, it's because I am drunk out of my mind. I have been drinking with some friends for the purpose of legalities. I cannot mention their names because they are shy. I'd ask their permission to say their names on the podcast, and they did not allow me to say their names on the podcast, so I cannot say their name. Maybe tomorrow I'll get permission and we'll see. Maybe they'll be in a better mood to say yes. But I have been drinking gin and tonics, and the gins have been very heavy, so this is going to be an interesting entry. So today is the first day of Kaba Fest. I was dressed to the nines. I feel like I'm going to do a compilation of the outfits I wore at Kaba Fest. I am going to do that. I'm thinking of it right now, and I think I'm going to do that because I've been recording all the outfits I'm wearing. And now that I am recording this now on May 2nd, I feel like I'm going to be consistent, and I am going to keep dropping stuff for my outfit so that I have a proper compilation. We had the welcome ceremony. We didn't start on time because the fucking governor, His Royal Majesty, did not come on time, and that messed up the entire schedule. But we had the welcome ceremony. It was nice. It was chill. There was the MC who was talking about the event, and she was just wild, and she was giving federal media, like NTA kind of vibes. It was giving government TV kind of broadcasting. The MCing she was doing was just bleh. Then after the welcome ceremony, I had my book chat with Abubakar, and I think it was good. Personally, I feel it was good, but friends who were watching me, I feel like you guys could tell that it was a bit off. Maybe it was the energy of the author, because I had seen him in other interviews before doing this one. So I know he's not like the most enthusiastic talker in interviews. He's just very laid back and chilled. That's his vibe, I guess. Anywho, I think the book chat went well, and I was very excited that I was the first to do a book chat because after that book chat, I could take my time to enjoy the festival as a spectator. Yeah. After that book chat, I was able to attend the Kannywood Building a Culture of Diversity and Inclusion. Unfortunately, it was in Hausa, so I didn't really understand what was happening. You know how it is when you're watching a K-drama and then you take your eyes off and then things are happening and then you look up, 10,000 people are already dead. This discussion was something like that. Everybody was so animated, and the panel discussion people, they were very heated. But I didn't understand what was happening, and at that point, I didn't have the energy to ask anyone for translation, so I let that one go. The next chat after that was Bisi Ajakwon, Daughter in Exile. That was an interesting chat. Bisi is a very invigorating, let me not say Bisi. Auntie Bisi is a very invigorating person to have a discussion with. I feel like I would like to have a chat with her. We would actually vibe. And we have history. I think we would actually vibe. I would like to talk to her in a book chat. Oh well, one day. So that was the next book chat. After that, there was a film discussion. Well, a film chat discussion about a young woman who is suffering from long COVID. Apparently, the COVID had been sitting in her body and destroying her immune system step by step. But Nigerian medicine. It took a while before she was diagnosed, and then she was talking about how she survived it and how she's doing well now. It was a very heartbreaking conversation. Yeah. After that, there was a panel discussion titled "Is Northern Nigeria Comforting Its Mental Health Crisis?" Now, this was a very interesting conversation because you can already tell from the topic, but one of my crushes. I mean, would I call him a crush? I dig his vibe. His name is Joseph Ike. I just dig his vibe. He's cool, and he's just, I don't know, he's effortlessly cool. It's very rare to find Nigerian men who are effortlessly cool and actually say useful things. Like, useful things are coming out of their mouth. And he's one of those. So I have a mini crush. I have a mini crush on him. And then after that, there was the publisher event, which is an initiative where this organization is trying to bring in more women into publishing, whether it's through agenting, through writing, through publishing, through editing, any type of work in publishing. Because you know, when both people they start telling our stories, and then all of a sudden they've taken our history and then they've taken our future, and we're just there hanging around, waiting for the breadcrumbs that they're going to deliver to us, which is fucked. Unfortunately for myself, and I want to say, we were waiting for the next and the last program of the evening, and we forgot that dinner was supposed to be served by 6. So we didn't go for dinner, and we attended a discussion on with the people who are trying to adapt the Passport of Malam Ilya. It's a very old book written by Cyprian Ikwensi. They're trying to adapt it into an animation, and they need a lot of funds. A lot of funds. But yeah, that discussion was lovely. And we eventually were able to get food, and then that's when we started drinking. I was like, oh shit, I have to record my diary entry for tonight. So yeah, here we are. Overall, I was able to meet people who I have been chatting with online. See, I'm still very shy when I meet people, and the vibe is very different from Ake. Ake, everybody's very outgoing. You know, they are introverts, but they're like introvert extroverts. So they will come up to me and be like, oh my God, Amin, or your lip gloss mafia, I've been following you. But here, they're very chill and quiet, and it's until you make eye contact before one of them comes up to you and they're like, I love the work that you do. That's the language I've been enjoying at Kaba Fest. At IKEA, everybody's just like, oh my God, I follow you on Instagram or Twitter. Here at Kaba Fest, they're like, I love the work that you do about books. I'm so inspired. And I'm like, damn, okay, y'all are making me feel like a serious person in this space. I mean, I am a serious person in this space, but like, it was nice to hear it from the outside, if you know what I mean. That was how they were always coming to me. I love the work that you do. I'm so inspired by everything you do online. I'm like, oh my God, stop it. Okay, don't stop. But yeah, it was lovely meeting folks that I have been chatting with online. I even met a member of my book club who just lurks and doesn't say anything. She just came up to me and was like, you know what? I'm in the book club and I don't talk. I just wanted to say hi. I'm like, oh, nice to meet you. That's cool. And I also met this content creator, Ike God Chielo. He's a really cool guy. I did two pieces of content with him. Interesting. I'm very today was just day one, so I have no expectations, but I'm very excited for day two. I feel like day two, I'm going to try to make a get ready with me as we go to Kaduna Art and Book Festival. I think I'm going to try it. If I don't do it for day two, I might do it for day four. I mean, if I what am I saying? If I don't make it for day two, I might make it for day three of the festival. So watch out for that. I'm so excited. But yeah, that was it for day one of the Kaba Fest. And I'm going back to drinking. I will return to this diary session on day two. Okay, bye. So my TMI for this diary session is the bidet at the hotels in Kaduna. I need to talk about the water pressure. The water pressure is mind-blowing. I think I was able to enjoy some O's. Why am I saying some O's as if no, these are not listeners of the Something Bookish podcast. I was able to enjoy a good night out because of the water pressure of the bidet. Honestly, good times. I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss this a lot. And since I'm recording this TMI on day one, no, on day two, I see a lot more happy times in the future. Today is May 3rd and the second day for Kaba Fest. I woke up a little wonky today because I had overdone it again with the drink. Never again. Never again. But I had a terrible hangover. So I was kind of messed up for like 60% of the day. But I eventually got myself. And now I'm able to record this with clear mind. Now, today I was dressed in all purple. Even my bra. I was even wearing a purple bra. Did I mention? Okay. No. Not did I mention, because I haven't even mentioned anything. You're just listening. I mean, focus. All right. So I woke up bright and early. Unfortunately, because of the hangover, I was just going in autopilot. I did my little video for my fit check. I was thinking I was going to do a get ready with me to go to Kaba Fest video today. But the state of mind that I was in, there was no way that was going to happen. So I got ready. I skipped breakfast because of how queasy my tummy was feeling and went straight to the convention center for the first book chat of the day, which was the one for Iwanosi Odafen and her new book, We Were Girls Once. It was hosted by Omotoke Shola Shodara. Excellent. Excellent book chat. It was so interesting. Toke's questions were so yummy. Iwa's answers were so articulate and enlightening. My God. Women, women in. That's honestly what it was. It was an amazing book chat. I enjoyed it so much. The next chat after that was another one called Confronting the Culture of Low Expectations. It was interesting. It was interesting. I actually think most of these panels or book chats, you can watch them on YouTube. You just need to go to the Kaba Fest, just Kaba Fest YouTube page, and you will see most of these things. Not most of, all of it, because it was streamed. So that was an interesting panel discussion. I honestly didn't make, I don't have any thoughts, opinions much about it, but I enjoyed the conversation a lot. The next panel discussion was supporting the arts to build a lasting legacy in Northern Nigeria. Also a very illuminating conversation, but it's one of those, I don't have enough information, but I'm just like learning and understanding the viewpoints of all the panelists. Also, after that particular chat, I went to see one of my friends, Bilkisu, at the bookstore. She got some books. It's so nice meeting people that I've only met online. I think this is the best thing about coming to book festivals for me so far. Meeting people that I've been chatting with online, and it's almost as if we've known each other for the longest time. Isn't it amazing when that happens? There's no tension, there's no awkwardness. We just dive right into each other as if we've been meeting every day. It's making me want to cry. But yeah, I'm so grateful for everyone I met today. Before I even continue, I met Bilkisu. I met someone's friend. I met someone's friend, Lami. Ah, the page is galore, I think. I hope I got the handle right. Almost forgot. But I met her, and then I met a member of my book club. It's amazing when that happens. I met a member of my book club, and yeah, there was lots of hugs and kisses. I can't wait for day three. Before I continue, I'm very excited for day three because I'm going to sleep early. I'm going to be bright this time. I did not drink, so I am not drunk. Well, not drunk-ish enough to have a hangover. So, yeah, I'm very ready for the last day of Kaba Fest. I'm going to have my selfie stick. I am definitely going to do a get ready with me to go to Kaba Fest video. I think I need to challenge myself to do that, because if I keep pushing away video contents, I think I will never get to the point where I'm comfortable doing it. So I'm going to work on that. After the panel discussion about what's it called? I'm actually reading it. After the panel discussion about supporting the arts to build a lasting legacy in Northern Nigeria was a book chat with Khadija, with the poet Richard Ali. Also a very, very interesting conversation. After that was a panel discussion, women and leadership in Northern Nigeria. Very illuminating stuff. Very illuminating stuff. And you know what I learned from that? These women at the top, they made it so far because of a good support system. And not just like a holistic support system. It's very evident that the men in their lives, their fathers, their husbands, were useful and kind human beings. So yeah, kind of made me feel bad for those who have no support, no family. Does that mean that's it? They're not going to attain these heights? It made me sad a little bit. Anywho, after that was the UAE food tasting. This was really lovely. I had so many things on my plate. Why am I stammering? So I'm going to do a video wrap, not video, a picture wrap up of my days at Kaba Fest, and then I'm going to do a get ready with me to go to Kaba Fest, and then I'm going to do a post just for the food, every food that I ate at Kaba Fest. I actually need to do that because I did eat a lot of food. They stuffed me with food. So yeah, that was nice. I had different things on my plate. I honestly don't even know what I had. All I know is that it was very nice, and I will share pictures with you. So whenever you see pictures on my page, just know that you would know the one that is the food tasting plate. And after that, I was so tired after eating the food, and my back was hurting. Eventually, that was sorted because I got Toke, who interviewed Iwanose Odafen, to walk on my back, because she was the only person I saw whose weight was less than mine. So I got her to walk on my back, and she cracked it. That was good. After that, I was just chilling with my friends. Okay, yeah, by friends I mean Iwanose. I was chilling with Tosin. I was chilling with Namdi Ahirim, the author of A Prince of Monkeys. Oh, I told you about him, didn't I? And I was chilling with Toke. And we were all just chilling and drinking and having music and talking about K-pop and K-dramas. It was a very lovely conversation. And then the day ended And now it's time for bed. And I'm here doing the wrap up for May 3rd. Looking forward to May 4th. I hope that as I'm recording this audio, I am going to be able to account to myself that I promised myself to do this. So, fingers crossed. All right. See you tomorrow. Well, you hear from me again in the next clip after the transition sound. So, today is the last day of Kaba Fest. Well, not is, was the last day of Kaba Fest, May 4th. And I woke up feeling really sad. So, I put myself in a good mood by dancing to all my favorite BTS songs just to get me hyper, because I promised myself that today I was going to record to do a spend the day with me type video. I don't know, there's just something about this festival that has inspired me more creatively to want to push my boundaries a little bit. Maybe it's because I left my comfort zone and I did not die. So I want to push myself a little bit more. That was my plan for the day. And I did. I recorded a lot of mini snippets. By the time this episode drops, you would have seen the video on Instagram already. All right. So I woke up really early. I woke up around 6-ish. I mean, events were start. Not events, but like, what's it called? The panels and the sessions were starting for 10. But I wanted, because I was trying to get footage of the area and just taking the sights, I woke up pretty early and started my day early. Dressed up. I was looking really nice. Honestly, Mr. Tunji, my tailor, shout out to him, because I loved all my outfits. They were comfortable and they looked nice. They photographed really well. What I did was, I think is a life hack for anybody who is dealing with a Nigerian tailor. I told him I needed the outfits like 3 weeks before I actually needed the outfits. So he worked with that date I gave him. I mean, he disappointed me, in quote, because he gave it to me like 2 days after the day that I had agreed I wanted it. But the point is, I had a full 21 days for any nonsense. So my dresses were ready and packed. Feel free to use that hack. So the first session was the politics of religion, which was, everybody was expecting it was going to be explosive. I mean, the host was Kadaria Ahmed. And this is not a journalist who minces words. Like, she's serious business. And I feel like the participants or the panelists, which is Pastor Poju and one imam, I think. Was he an imam? I think he was a cleric, but also an academic. She was asking really tough questions. And Pastor Poju was just not, he wasn't giving answers. He was meandering. He was like the green grass in the green, see me saying the rubbish. He was like the green snake in the green grass. Baba did not want to talk. And the annoying thing is, he will start saying things like, oh, wow, that's a really good question. I have thoughts about that, but I can't share it here. Hello? Why the fuck do you think you're here in the first place? Like, this is the safe place. We're not going to tell anyone. I mean, it was live streamed, but that's not the point. The point is, the topic of the chat was the politics of religion. I just felt like he could have done better in giving us answers. The Muslim cleric, I think he tried. He tried. Yeah, he actually tried. It was Pastor Boju that just, you know, this thing about never meet your heroes. Not like he's my hero, but the fact that he's always online spitting all this, you know, deep, cool stuff. Apparently, they're just sound bites. What a shame. Anywho, after that, we watched a documentary called NIFA, The Women Who Spoke Up. And this documentary was about women whose husbands and sons and family members were arrested by the police. No, by the military in the height of Boko Haram, I think somewhere, I can't remember the state, but in the height of Boko Haram, and they were wrongly arrested and kept in prison for the longest time. So what these women did is they mobilized, and We're talking online. We're calling people abroad. We're making a hell of noise to make sure that their men were released. And some of them were released like 3 to 4 years after they had been wrongly arrested. And the sad part is a lot of this, a lot of the Boko Haram members who, in quotes, surrendered, the Nigerian army, no, not the Nigerian army, the Nigerian government actually treats them way better than the people who were wrongfully arrested. And it's just so sad. Those ones get grants for business, they got houses, they are just generally treated better. And these ones, in like a cycle of poverty, it's so sad. And I'm so glad this documentary was done. It was really done well. And I think it was done by Hawa Shafi Nuhu. A really well done documentary. And I know I'm all okay, not I know, you might not know, but like I have this thing where I feel Nigerian documentaries don't give what I want it to give. But with this kind of documentary, maybe I'm just not watching enough documentaries because this is incredibly detailed and very emotive. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Not like good content, but I liked that I was able to learn stuff and feel stuff. And it was just a really good production. After that, we broke for lunch. All this. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I visited the book club. I said the book club, the bookstore one last time. I did not buy books. I'm really happy. And I feel when I left at the end of the day without buying any books, I was like, wow, am I better than everyone? Because this is like God level self-restraint. Like there's nothing high. I visited that bookshop every single day, and I don't want to call them booksellers, but they're like the witches of the books. They tried their hardest. They did reverse psychology. They worked their way into my heart, thinking I was gonna buy books. I almost bought a book, but alas, I survived. I did not buy any book. I mean, I might be going to their store in Lagos to go get the books that I wanted. But yeah, I did not buy any book. After that was lunch. I do remember today being very sunny, but we thank God for my sunscreen. It was really sunny. And lunch, yeah. I feel like I haven't. Have I spoken enough about the food? I was here for the food. I was excited to eat something different. But the food at Kaba Fest was just not. It was very underwhelming. I was eating mostly for sustenance. There's not one food. Well, aside the UAE tasting one, there's no other meal I can say was memorable. I mean, they were very bland. It's just, and it was a lot of food. That's what pissed me off. It was a lot of food, but it just didn't taste good. I did not have a good time food-wise. Maybe I need to re-experience Kaduna, or maybe it was just the wrong vendor, because this was their first time. This was the first time the Kaba Fest team was working with this vendor, so maybe that was the problem. But the food did not give like at all. I was just eating for sustenance this entire festival period. Anywho, so after lunch, I went to go and take a break. I had to sleep small because damn, I was bracing myself for the amount of peopling I'll be doing later. After my sleep, I went for another panel session confronting the environmental crisis in northern Nigeria. I didn't really enjoy, I don't know. I didn't enjoy it much. It was just there. But maybe that was just me. That's a me thing. I just didn't enjoy it. After that, there was a book chat by Nnamdi Ehirim. He spoke with Umar Abubakar Sidi, and he talked about a book that's coming out from Masube later in the year titled The Incredible Dreams of Garba Da Couscous. Now, this is not a book I would normally read. It's one of those experimental stuff, and because of the book chat, I'm interested in reading the book. I don't know if I'm going to be catfish because I'm going into it knowing that this kind of book is not the kind of book I usually enjoy, but the book chat was very engaging, and maybe I might give the book a try. We'll see. We'll see. Watch out for my wrap-ups if he ever comes up. After that book chat was a poetry session. It was titled Making a Case for Poetry, and the two poets that were there, Alhan and Deborah, wow,
Such amazing women. I just love seeing women prosper, you know? Like they're so articulate and so passionate about this poetry business. It was just, I was like, yeah, this is really cool. Anyway, after that was a book chat with former First Lady of Kaduna State, Hadiza El-Rufai, and Helen Abila, author of Travelers, Measuring Time, Waiting on an Angel, you know, Helen Abila, Helen Abila. And I mean, I prefer Helen Abila's older works. Travelers is not one of my favorites of his books. I prefer his older stuff. I was just not into Travelers per se, but yeah, also a pretty good chat. After that, it was time for the Balangu night. Now I have been looking forward to Balangu night since before I came to Kaduna, so I was hoping for a bigger portion when I got it, but it was not a big portion. It was not plenty meat. I wanted more. Okay, yeah, it actually tasted nice. The Balangu tasted nice. So aside the UAE food tasting and the Balangu night. Balangu, by the way, is ram meat that is smoked and stuff. It's different from suya. It's a different vibe. So yeah, I liked the Balangu. I wanted more of it. After that, it was time for poetry and music. The poetry performances were really good. They had a lot of poetry performances, and yeah, that was the end of the festival. And Lola came, did the vote of thanks, and I actually see, this is not like overall thoughts. I enjoyed this festival. Dare I say, the vibe and the energy is kind of better than Aké Festival, 'cause like there's a hunger. The participants, like the guests who attended, are more hungry. I feel like Aké Festival is something us Lagos people take off our social calendar. Like, yeah, we're book people, we're going to a book festival. But this one, it's more like they are hungry for it. It's giving them life. It's just, you could feel the curiosity and need for this kind of event. You could feel it in the air. It was palpable. And I think I fed off that energy. I mean, look at me preparing to do a spend a day with me reel. Oh my God. And I'm actually like thinking of how I'm going to push myself to start what's it called? Propositioning brands that I've been interested in working in. Work I say, hey, what is this nonsense English I'm speaking? God. So I am very, very interested in pushing myself more because wow, Kaduna Kaba Fest was, it was a vibe. I had the best time, really. I really did. And I'm so grateful. The workshop, I mean, like who would have thought I'll be able to run a workshop for 5 hours? Wow. Like I'm clapping for myself right now. I'm literally in awe. I didn't know I had it in me. But yeah, here we are. I'm recording this now because myself and a few other guests are going to go for we're going to go and play some games, maybe some drinking games, listen to some poetry by some of the poets. They are doing like an encore at the shed or something. But yeah, that is it for me. Thank you for listening to this audio diary. I hope I do this again for Aké Fest. We'll see. We'll see. But thank you for listening. All right then. Bye. Yay, you made it to the end. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would love to read or hear any comments or feedback you have. And you can do that by sending me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Lip Gloss Mafia. That's LipGlossMaffia. Subscribe or follow now so you don't miss out on the next episode, which is always available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other streaming platforms. If you enjoy this podcast, and I know you do because you are still listening, kindly spread the book love by spreading the word. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, rate and leave a review. What this does is it helps new listeners find the show. As you know, shares and reviews are my love language. Thank you in advance. I appreciate it and I appreciate you for listening. Readers, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening
And like Jim Rohn said, reading is essential for those who seek to rise above the ordinary. Happy reading, everyone. Bye.